A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 1 through 5 and 10. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. How utterly countercultural to say that a little child comes before all others in importance. Why, there are no Oscars for children simply for being who they are. There are no lists of 50 greatest children in the world. There are no websites that I know of that specifically seek the greatest person under the age of 10. So Jesus is again making us think about what really matters. Besides being the greatest and the most humble, children, it seems, are simple. Simple in a way that shows they can cut through the foggy, messy stuff to the heart of things. They are resilient in a beautiful way that shows they are patient and forgiving with grown-ups and their mistakes. They are learners, explorers, wide-eyed creatures, and they are loved by God. What are we hearing in this gospel? I think we're being called to pause once again and consider what really matters. It matters that we look at the direction we are headed and consider if our direction needs to be turned. Jesus asks us to turn. No matter how many degrees we turn, our view will be different. Turning our behavior is like that too. The challenge will be to look at ourselves and consider attitudes, choices, desires, mindsets. Comparing our adult lives with kids certainly is humbling. If we receive a child, we receive Jesus. If we are awestruck and filled with wonder, we are closer to the heart of God. If we are forgiving and resilient, we are receiving Jesus' tenderness in our hearts. So today, we try to let go of power and prestige, winnings and stars. We seek the kingdom, and only the kingdom, with the clear focus of children.